AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. He became an American citizen just last year, and around the same time decided to kill American soldiers here in the United States. That's what authorities say about Abdirahman Sheikh Mohammed, who will be in court in Ohio today on terrorism charges. His lawyer is Sam Shemansky.
The charges are expected, and we're prepared to enter a not guilty plea at arraignment.
Mohammed is from Somalia originally. Authorities say he trained with terrorists overseas, then returned to the United States with plans to attack a military base and kill American soldiers. The baggage handler who fell asleep inside a passenger jet's cargo hold, forcing the plane to return to Seattle, won't be working on any more Alaska Airlines jets. The airlines banned him from their flights. The guy managed to call 911 from inside the cargo hold.
Hello, I'm trapped in this plane, and I called my job, but I'm in this plane.
Pilots and passengers could hear the guy banging on the ceiling of the cargo hold. He got out, and he's fine. Lawmakers are furious about the security breach that saw a Florida postal worker fly a tiny helicopter low and slow onto the grounds of the U.S. Capitol. Security experts trying to figure out exactly how that happened now, though Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says he literally flew in under the radar. Former CIA officer Fred Rustman on how this could happen.
The guy with his hand on the trigger, finger on the trigger, is probably going to say, "This is a kook. This is a kook. Let's just watch it. Let's bring them down, but we're not going to blow them out of the sky."
President Obama wants to shield millions of immigrants in this country illegally from deportation, but 26 states are fighting him. The case will be in court again today as judges decide whether to lift a hold on the president's directive. This is AP Radio News. The Nissan airbag recall is expanding to add thousands of small cars after a Louisiana woman was injured by flying shrapnel from an exploding airbag. Our Nikki Mayo has this story.
Nissan is adding Sentra compacts from 2004 through 2006 to its recall. The expansion focuses on vehicles sold in or registered to people in 12 high humidity states and territories along the U.S. Gulf Coast. The humidity can cause the airbag propellant to burn too fast and potentially blow apart metal canisters designed to hold them. The problem has been linked to 6 deaths and dozens of injuries. I'm Nikki Mayo.
Google is about to change the way its influential search engine recommends websites on smartphones and tablets. The revised formula will favor websites that Google defines as mobile-friendly. Websites that don't fit the description will be demoted. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.